You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This episode of EPN is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/EPN.
This is Dan Waldschmidt here on EPN with Edgy Conversations.
Shame on us for not trying harder, for having dreams and goals and ambition and then giving up. Shame on us for knowing how to be better business people and just not putting in the time. And this really has nothing to do with effort. We all put in the effort most of the time. You're probably listening to this having slept less in the last few days than any other time in your life. You are busy, you have tasks to do, you're moving around, you are doing something. But it's what you're not doing that might be pretty stupid. Frankly, we're not disciplined. It takes long amounts of time to do big things. You can't do it all in a day. It takes much, much longer than that to turn big ideas into amazing opportunities. And except for our dreams, we understand that in general. It makes sense to us that it took more than 156 months to build the London Tower and Big Ben. It took more than 5,400 days of work to build the Great Wall of China. It took more than 10,000 consecutive tries to produce a working light bulb. That's stuff we accept. Heck, they all happen to be pretty amazing landmarks, pretty amazing accomplishments. Because they exist, the world is a different, better place. And what if what you have in your head is the landmark that the world will never see? What then? You've probably heard the phrase, stupid is as stupid does. It means that being stupid is demonstrated by your actions. Not by what family you come from, not by stereotypes, not by race or gender or how much education you have. You are stupid when you do stupid things. So, what about all the stuff you should be doing? Maybe stupid needs a new definition. Maybe it's stupid to not have the discipline to follow up. Maybe it's stupid to not have the discipline to make daily progress. Maybe it's stupid to not have the discipline to ask for help. Maybe it's stupid to not have the discipline to set goals and create tasks. To not have the discipline to hold yourself accountable. This is a people problem. This is a problem that we all struggle with. But that's not an excuse for being stupid. Here's four ways to avoid that. One, belligerently schedule time each day to work on micro tasks. Two, violently remove entertainment that gets in the way of those tasks. Three, energetically push yourself to do more each day than you have scheduled. Four, consistently take time to step back and refocus on getting to where you want to be. Life is too short to be stupid. Maybe there's another way. This is Dan Waldschmidt, and we've been having an edgy conversation.
This is Dan Waldschmidt. Join us next time for another edgy conversation, right here on EPN.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information anywhere at any time? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our EPN iPhone application taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on the go on EPN.
This is the E-Podcast Network.